ninth grade. English for Starters book. This record covered the second lesson from the first unit of Module 1. It is presented by Light Initiative and voiced by Zainab Shaheen. The title of the lesson is In the Past. In this lesson, we have Fatin and Abbas. Each of them talks about his life in the past. What did they used to do? Let's discover. I remember when I was a child, my mother was a carpet weaver and I used to help her. I would get the colored wool ready for her. I used to watch her weave the traditional patterns. Her carpets were beautiful. She taught me how to weave. My first piece was a belt. We didn't used to have a TV, and in the evening, we would often sit and tell traditional stories and sing folk songs. But nowadays, my grandchildren watch TV and play computer games. I hope they don't forget the old traditional ways. Fatin. I was a doctor. I often used to work 10 hours a day. Sometimes, I would work at the weekends as well. We didn't used to have the medicine and equipment that hospitals have nowadays. But we were very skilled, and I would be really happy when my patients get well again. I didn't used to have a car, and I used to walk home through the old market. I would buy presents for my family and fresh fruit for dinner. I think the fruit used to taste better than nowadays. I don't work anymore, but I keep up to date with the latest medical news. Abbas. Comprehension section. Think about life 50 years ago. Make sentences like these. Before there were cars, people used to walk from village to village. Before there was electricity, people used to burn oil in their lamps for light. Exercise number 2. Read about Fatin and Abbas and answer these questions. Number 1. What would Fatin do to help her mother? The answer is, she would get the colored wool ready for her. Number 2. What did they used to do in the evening? They would often sit and tell traditional stories and sing folk songs. Number 3. What is different about her grandchildren's life? Her grandchildren watch TV and play computer games. Number 4. What did Abbas used to do? He used to be a doctor. He used to work 10 hours a day. Number 5. What was different about the doctor's life in those days? He didn't have a car. He used to walk home. Number 6. What would he do on the way home? He would buy presents for his family and fresh fruit for dinner. Grammar in context section. Used to and would. Exercise number 3. Fatin and Abbas are describing their past lives. Find the following. 2 sentences in the past simple. The sentences are, when I was a child, my mother was a carpet weaver. Her carpets were beautiful. She taught me how to weave. My first piece was a belt. I was a doctor, but we were very skilled when my patients got well again. 2 sentences with used to, didn't used to. I used to help her. I used to watch her weave the traditional patterns. We didn't use to have a TV. I often used to work 10 hours a day. We didn't use to have the medicine and equipment that hospitals have today. I didn't use to have a car. And I used to walk home through the old market. I think that fruit used to taste better than nowadays. 2 sentences with wood. I would get the colored wool ready for her. We would often sit and tell traditional stories and sing folk songs. Sometimes I would work at the weekends as well. I would be really happy when my patients get well again. I would buy presents for my family and fresh fruit for dinner. Exercise number 6. Write 6 sentences about the differences between the city in the past and now. Use these words to help you. The words are park, fountain, building, olive tree, bus stop, road, people, traffic, supermarket, market, block of flats, restaurant. In the past, there used to be a garage, but now there is a supermarket. There didn't used to be many people. Now there are a lot. There used to be a big park, but now it's much smaller. There didn't used to be a fountain in the park. There used to be a building, but now it's a restaurant. There used to be an olive tree, but now there is a fountain. There used to be a bus stop. The road used to be small, but now it's wider and busier. There didn't used to be much traffic. Now there's a lot. There didn't used to be a market, block of flats, restaurant. Pay attention to the pronunciation of he would, she would, they would, etc. It can be abbreviated to be like this. He'd, she'd, they'd. Now let's move to the same lesson in the activity book, page number 6. Exercise number 1. Match the headlines with the stories. The first story. In 1976, a student in Poland wrote to his parents. The student was living and studying at a university, a long way from where his parents were living. The postcard arrived 30 years later. The writer of the postcard is now married with two children. While he was growing older, sailing around the world on a boat, having a serious heart operation in hospital, the postcard was slowly traveling around Poland. The writer's parents moved not long before the card arrived, so the neighbors sent the card back to him. The headline of this story is Postcard Takes 30 Years to Arrive. The second story. A train going from London to Manchester suddenly stopped. The passengers were wondering why the train wasn't moving. They were shocked when they heard the train driver's voice. "We've got a broken windscreen wiper. Can anyone help to fix it?" Four men got up and went to help. One of them said, "I couldn't believe what was happening. When I got to the front of the train, I saw a man standing with one foot on the platform. He was stretching across the window, holding up the broken windscreen wiper. I was even more surprised when he told me he was a passenger too." The man tried to repair the broken windscreen wiper, but in the end, they gave up and everyone got off the train and took a different one to Manchester. The headline of this story is Passengers Ask to Fix Their Own Train. The third story. A woman was walking to a stadium in Munich, Germany, to watch a match during the last World Cup football tournament. She was standing outside the stadium when a thief saw the ticket in her bag. He stole the ticket and went into the stadium instead of the woman, but he didn't realize that he was sitting next to the woman's husband. The woman's husband immediately called the security guard when he saw someone else sitting in his wife's place. Soon, the thief was sitting somewhere else, in a police station. The headline of this story is Football Ticket Leads Man to Prison. Exercise number 2. Match these words with their definitions. Number 1. Operation. The definition is number F. When a doctor or surgeon tries to repair a part of someone's body. Number 2. Neighbors. The definition is number P. People living next door. Number 3. Windscreen wiper. The definition is number D. The mechanical part of a vehicle that wipes water from the window. Number 4. Platform. The definition is number E. The part of a train station where people stand and wait for the train. Number 5. Security guard. The definition is number C. Someone whose job is to protect a place or people. Number 6. Tournament. The definition is number A. Competition. Exercise number 3. Read the stories and answer these questions. Number 1. Why did the student's parents never read the postcard? The answer is, they moved before the card arrived. Number 2. Why did the train stop while it was traveling to Manchester? The answer is, because the windscreen wiper was broken. Number 3. Why did the person sitting next to the thief call the police? The answer is, he was waiting for his wife, and when he saw a stranger sitting in her seat, he knew something was wrong. Exercise number 4. Over to you. What do you think? Which story is the funniest? The end of the record and the lesson. Wish you all the best.